So we're going to start with an opening prayer. I want you to get nice and comfortable because we're going to go straight from the prayer into the opening meditation. So you get yourselves nice and comfortable. I'm going to find some lovely music. Oh, I think we'll start at the beginning though. There we go. That's better. Close your eyes then. We'll start with a prayer and then, like I say, we'll slip straight into the opening meditation. This evening's opening prayer comes from the United Nations Environmental Sabbath Programme. Close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. We join with the earth and with each other to bring new life to the land, to restore the waters, to refresh the air. We join with the earth and with each other to renew the forests, to care for the plants, to protect the creatures. We join with the earth and with each other to celebrate the seas, to rejoice in the sunlight, to sing the song of the stars. We join with the earth and with each other to recreate the human community, to promote justice and peace, to remember our children. We join with the earth and with each other. We join together as many and diverse expressions of one loving mystery for the healing of the earth and the renewal of all life. Take a few slightly deeper breaths then and make yourself as comfortable as you can be. I want you to place your hands over your heart and together with me speak this invocation to the angels of the earth. Uriel, angel of the element of earth, we call to thee. Ariel, angel of nature and the creatures of the earth, we call to thee. Arachiel, angel of the earth light, we call to thee. Sandalphon, angel of the physical plane, we call to thee. Come to our prayer and aid us in our work, that together, hand in hand and heart in heart, we might heal the earth. Let this then be so. So mote it be. Amen. I want you to bring your attention to your feet and the ground beneath it. And I want you to imagine, I want you to see with your mind's eye, green shoots of ivy rising up from the earth and twining around your feet and ankles and legs. The ivy glows with a brilliant green luminosity. The power of the green ray flows through it, up from the earth, up from the deep earth into and through you. The life force energy of the planet, rising growing, flowing within you. The healing energy of the natural world. The vines of light twist and turn, grow and flow, race, bud, blossom and bloom, until you are suffused, surrounded and covered with their grace, transformed into the green man, into the green woman. Bring your hands away from your heart and rest them, palms uppermost on your lap, and let the power of the green ray flow through them, flow through you. Streams of green, verdant life, pouring from your palms out into the world, carrying with it all of nature's wonders and secrets, the scent of a thousand wildflowers, the healing of a thousand herbs, the poison of a thousand weeds that heal in darkness, the strength of a thousand trees. Out into the world, to those places that are in need, starved of the green, cut off from the power of the Mother Earth, choked with pollution and fear. Feed them, restore them, heal them with the power of the green ray and the angel's blessing. And as the power flows through you, chant Viridios, 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 Viridios. Now hear the words of the Archangel Uriel as they are spoken through me, and open your heart to receive them. Often, the cure to the problem can be found within it, And this is the case here with your world. Robust and ingenious, the earth has the power to restore and regenerate itself, to recover from the brink of annihilation. Such is the gift of the green. But in those places, with the trees and the flowers and the weeds and the herbs and the plants and the hedges, can no longer access the life force energy of the mother. They wither and die. And so in these circumstances, it is only with your help that they might be fed the nurturing power that they need. And through this infusion, find the strength inside themselves to break through the barrier and realign with the source of their life, the earth. Whether it be pollution or anger, fear or electromagnetism, there are many man-made things that can create a barrier between nature and its origin. But the power of the green can force a crack through that barrier, can create a hole through which nature might be fed and restored. As a creature of the earth, the life force energy of the planet is part of your inheritance, part of the power that you are gifted with accessing and channeling. Even more so, with the help of the angels of the earth, who can strengthen the connection on your behalf. And so in these uncertain times, when the world is so much in need, we would entreat you to use this, your power, to aid your planet in those ways that only you can. Be awoken and enlightened, the light workers of the world. It is important too, at this moment in time, when the eyes of the world are focused upon the leaders of the world, who are gathering to discuss the dilemma that the world is in, that our thoughts and our prayers, that our wishes and our light be focused too on opening the minds and hearts of those in power, to recognizing the immediacy, importance and urgency of the moment, and recognizing all that they can do to contribute to the aversion of this disaster. And so as we send the light of the green out into the world, let us spare a little of its gift for them, that they might be reminded of the beauty of their planet. And through the opening of their hearts to the wonders of the world, be more inclined to do everything within their power to aid it. For the power of the earth, the power of the green, is one of resurrection and renewal, one of regeneration. Let the spark of their desire to make a better earth for the future generations that are to come be renewed within its green gloom. In love, then, we ask that this be so, in accordance with the will of the divine and the will of the higher selves of all those concerned. So mote it be. Amen. Now visualize the earth surrounded in a cloak of green, in a veil of nature, protected, shielded, safe. See the earth woven with leaf and flower, herb and tree. See the earth full of life, held within the arms of the mother, shielded safe, close to the heart of the source. Now place your hands back over your heart and give thanks to the angels for their help. And let the green light and energy, the green fronds of ivy, slink back into the earth, back into the ground, unwinding and unraveling from your body, sinking down deep into the planet from whence they came. Give thanks. Take a few slightly deeper breaths. Ground and center yourself back into your room, back into the now moment. Protect yourself if you feel the need to. And when you are ready in your own time, open your eyes and return. Now, this is a meditation that can absolutely be repeated regularly. And of course, if you have a group, you can do it in your group as well. I'm very happy for you to share it, so long as there is a nodding reference to the source from whence it came. The green ray, the life force energy of the planet, first came to my attention in a series of books written by a wonderful channel and occultist called Murray Hope. She mentions them in her Practical Magic series of books: Practical Egyptian Magic, Practical Atlantean Magic, Practical Celtic Magic, Practical Greek Magic. She always gives a nodding reference to the green ray. In more modern times, a wonderful woman called Sue Hodgson has taken the green ray and run with it and turned it into both a reflexology system, green ray reflexology, and also a Reiki system, green ray Reiki. And if you want to find out more about that system and more about Sue and her work, you could go to her website, which is callofnature.org, callofnature.org. And she runs in-person and absent green ray Reiki attunement classes for those people who might be interested. So, in a moment, we will stop the recording and get into the messages. Before we do that, I've got a few notices to give you, because I don't like to do them at the end of the evening, so I like to do the blessings then. But before I do the notices, I just want to tell you very quickly how I'm going to do the messages this evening. I like to try and bring forward the messages from the angels in a slightly different way. So I am going to use this evening, oopsie-daisy, my crystal ball. So this is a quartz crystal ball that I bought quite some time ago in Glastonbury. You can see it's quite clear, but it has also these lovely inclusions within it that are great for fixing the eye on in order to receive an image. It's about the size of a large grapefruit. It's actually probably a little bit too big. Rule of thumb is the smaller the crystal ball, the clearer the image. So you're really looking for something like a large orange. And this is actually also a little bit too clear. You're wanting a crystal ball that has a goodly amount of inclusions in, so you've got something to fix your eye on. Now, crystal balls have a long reputation of being used for communing with angels. Dr. Dee, Queen Elizabeth I's astrologer, magician, and alchemist, famously used a crystal ball which was made of beryl in order to obtain visions of the angels. He also used a black mirror. He also used wax tablets that had this very complicated pattern drawn on it, which is called the Sigillum Dei, or the Sigil of God. And I have this lovely crystal ball stand that's got these little dragons on, as you can see. And the Sigillum Dei fits onto the crystal ball stand, like so, in there. And then the crystal pops on top like that. This was a design that was created by a company called Nemesis Now, although the crystal ball that came with it was glass, and I swapped that over for a slightly nicer crystal one. So that's the method that we're going to be using today. And because we're going to be using this form of clairvoyance, the messages might be a little bit slower than usual. I will try and squeeze out as many as I possibly can. I should also say that scrying, that's what the art of seeing visions in a crystal is called, was the first tool I ever used in order to develop my clairvoyance when I was 16 years of age. So I have quite a fondness for using the crystal ball. I know it's got a bit of a bad reputation of being a bit end of the pier, but it's a very, very valid art, and it's fantastic for developing clairvoyance. Okay, I'm going to stop the recording. I'm going to...